IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
The manufacturing of these GLP-1s has become a very, very big issue here in South Africa. SAHPRA has said these particular products pose a severe safety risk. We wanted to understand what kind of dangers really would they face. Is it about the danger, or is it really about protecting trademarks and not even trademarks, the intellectual property of some of the other producers. Joining us this morning is Dr. Daniel Israel. He's a general practitioner at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates. A very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. Hope you're well.
Morning, Howard. Good to be with you.
It is nice to be with you as well. Let's talk about this. So for anybody who hasn't been following the story, just tell us what's been going on here.
So starting at the beginning, compounding is a process of making medication that doesn't go through the pharmaceutical industry, so to speak. So I mean, at the beginning of the pharmacy, of what pharmacists were, they were really compounders because they mixed up meds for according to doctor's script. Then the whole pharmaceutical industry took off, and there started being company laws and, you know, obviously manufacture processes, and organizations like SAHPRA, which is a regulating authority, were involved to make sure that big manufacturing companies followed rules and did things properly. The entity of compounding still exists in South Africa, and not only South Africa, but everywhere in the world. And it does for a few reasons. I mean, sometimes you need doses for patients that aren't available. Sometimes there's a base in a medication that a patient can't take. So, and I suppose, and importantly, sometimes there's a shortage of medications. And like we saw in COVID-19, and then compounders have the responsibility to be able to make up those meds. So it is a legitimate field, but the problem comes in terms of copyrights, and, you know, a company will put a lot of a pharmaceutical company will put a lot of research and development into a medicine, and then that, you know, the molecule might be simple to make, and then the compounder just comes and starts making it. So the question is exactly what you raised. Now, very importantly, one must ask is when this litigation happens and there's all these battles, is it about, as you said, the safety of the medicine, or is it about protecting the copyrights of the company? And the truth is that, as most things happen in South Africa, it often is the latter. In other words, it's hung on the problem about making the medicine safe, but it's more about copyrights and research and development, etc. That's the general principles.
What is SAHPRA's role? I mean, is their role to protect intellectual property, or is their role to worry about the safety of, or is it both? What is their mandate?
So look, I'm not, you know, obviously this is a legal question, but I think that SAHPRA's mandate is safety. So it's about making sure that the right medicines are given to the right patients under the right regulations. The problem here is that cleverly, and I'm not saying that they were wrong, because it is their product, and they, and I'll tell you some of the shortfalls of compounded medicines, is that Novo Nordisk were well and Eli Lilly well within their rights to go to SAHPRA and bring to SAHPRA the problems that the compounding pharmacy in question there was we're doing. Now, we know what that is. It's Hydexis, which is, you know, open on the news.
Yes, of course.
Not all compounding pharmacies are the same. So the thing is that if you look at a compounding pharmacy needs to follow certain rules. They're not allowed to mass produce. They have to make medicine. And that sounds like a more of a intellectual property type of regulation put on them. They have to make up a product for specific patients. They have to adhere to certain quality controls. And certainly from the findings of that case at the High Court, Hydexis had not done that. Hydexis is now...
So they weren't compliant in that way.
Yeah.
Right.
But the point is that the principle of having a compounding pharmacy is not a problem. All over in America it's used. And in America they have rules where compounders are allowed to mass produce. The thing, though, is that they need to follow the rules.
Right. So isn't it, though, in a way it kind of worries me, because you would like to know that SAHPRA is making sure that these medicines are safe. And if they are following the lead of the international companies rather than looking at the safety aspect, what it does is it encourages compounding pharmacies to actually keep SAHPRA out, rather than say, you know what, let be more open and let them actually ascertain that things are safe from a medical perspective. What this seems to do in a way is create a greater risk for unsafety, because
absolutely. I think
I don't know if you're following my logic on it, because it's absolutely almost like saying stay away, but then if they stay away, then who's worrying about the quality of the medicines for the patient?
Exactly. So SAHPRA hasn't got a very clear defined role in the compounding space, and the reality is that it should. In other words, in America, because there can be mass production from a compounder, the FDA has to accredit the specific pharmacy, make sure that the right ingredients are used, make sure that it's the correct purities, etc. In South Africa, SAHPRA is kind of given the mandate of the principles to make those things sure, but there is no process. And because there's no process, as you rightly say, they almost become used as tools for either party to fight the business war, which is very worrying because it blurs their role, and they're not fulfilling a good role. I think what's important for listeners to come out from this thing is that, you know, because Idexis was found to be doing things wrong, doesn't mean that all compounding pharmacies are breaking these rules. But the anxiety is that it would be very nice if there was a very rigid, almost adherence that SAHPRA would impose on all companies to make sure that they were following that.
Yeah, it certainly does sound that way. It also is interesting that, I mean, there are many compounding pharmacies that went after this one only, or as far as I understand, they only went after this one. Do you know if there was a reason for that?
So this one was, I mean, there were the things found that this company were found guilty of were, why the biggest thing was mass production.
Mm.
So the message behind that is that I saw this in some of the findings from the case, that they were, that this company was making more units per month than the original Novo Nordisk were making in terms of Wegovy and Ozempic together. Mm. So there was obviously business motivation in terms of taking out the big fish instead and not worrying about the smaller ones. That couldn't be the premise of the argument. So the premise of the argument were the things that Idexis had been doing wrong. And perhaps the other compounding pharmacies are not doing those things wrong. So they were also, besides the mass production violation, they were also found guilty of having ingredients that weren't ethically sourced. And another rule in compounding pharmaceuticals is that you have to use a product that matches what would be available in short supply in the pharmacy world, and they were found to be using synthetic materials that weren't. So you know, I think it's a lot of arguments were put forward and they won on a lot, but we don't know what the real tachlis of the motivation was.
And that's, I think, a very, very important aspect. Dr. Daniel Israel, thank you as always. Thank you for bringing us that perspective. I think it was enormously valuable. Certainly, it helped me understand what is really going on here.